Let's take a look at the bonus assignment for Chapter 6. Now, dear students, I sure hope you do this bonus assignment because it is so much fun. This is what I do for fun. I know. I know. I'm a little strange. I'm a little different. But the truth is, folks, if you go into the library, start digging into Value Line, you will be amazed at the amount of information that is available to us as potential investors. And really, many people, that's all they use is the Value Line. And of course, whatever materials the company itself, the annual report and the financial statements are created by the company itself. But they trust the Value Line so much that they just use this information. And you'll be surprised that you're not even going to, use most of the information that's in the Value Line. So let's read together. Bonus assignment. Take a trip to a library that has the Value Line. And now Southwestern has it. They have the 600. We have the 600, but not for long. I think we're losing our subscription. If you want the entire 2,700 or something, you have to go to this San Diego Central, Chula Vista Libraries. And also there's a document on the class website and in Canvas that shows you selected libraries in the San Diego system that have it. So just call the library before you go. Consult the Value Line and choose one or two stocks from the lists below. So let's take a look at this list. Let's go down to the bottom and take a look at this list. These are large cap companies with long histories of paying dividends. Blue chip stocks, sometimes called value stocks. And sure, yes, we're going to pick a Tesla or a Netflix or a GoPro or some other hot company that's not paying any dividends whatsoever, that's brand new and creating disruptive technologies and probably lose a lot of money. But here are companies that have been around for decades and have continued to raise their dividends. So most of these companies you'll know, many of them you won't, which is an opportunity to do a little bit of research, isn't it? Who is Mondelez next to Microsoft and New Mining? That's a real interesting company. I want you to take a look at that company because, believe it or not, you eat their products all the time. You don't even know who they are. I'll let you figure that out. So now, there are five pieces of information I want you to find, and they correspond to our worksheets, to our problems in the presentation and the worksheets that we do, and they're going to be on the exam and the assignment. We want you to predict next year's price using the price-to-earnings ratio model, the price-to-cash-flow ratio model, and the price-to-sales ratio models. They all work the same, and they're basically very simple calculations. And the problem with Chapter 6 is we often do the calculations. They're easy, but we don't know what we're doing. So make sure you do them enough times, and then what will happen is you'll start going, "Oh, I understand what I'm doing." And then, more importantly, because I'm not a big fan of the price models personally, are number 4 and 5, the constant perpetual dividend growth model and the discounted cash flow model. Both of these are very awesome, and if you haven't gone through the second and the third presentations, really you need to 2 or 3 times, because the calculations, again, are simple, but you don't really know what you're doing. You're going through the motions and thinking, what am I actually doing? And then the understanding comes afterwards. So it's one of those situations where the calculations are easy, but what you're doing is a little tricky. So let's take a look at the notes. You may need to compute the 5-year averages of the earnings per share, cash flow per share, sales per share, if Value Line does not have them. But they do. They do. And the formula is always the same. You take the year, whatever year you're dealing with, minus the previous year and divide it by the previous year. So you could get the 5 growth rates and then average them up. Okay, so use the actual or the prior dividends and the value lines projected for dividends. Again, you can make things up, because remember, we are not putting any credence in our results. We are trying to eliminate any pretense of precision, because we're simply tilting the odds in our favor, folks. This is like predicting the weather, only worse. Okay? So I hope you have plenty of time on your hands one afternoon. I go to the Point Loma Library, because we live fairly close to the Point Loma Library. My wife will sit and pick up historical novels. She's a big fan of historical novels. And I'll sit there and just dig in through the value line and scribble down notes and the like. And so it's a Sunday afternoon for us. So I hope you do the same. I hope you get lost. And I know that sounds kind of nasty, get lost. No, not that kind of get lost. The kind of get lost where you just immerse yourself in this information and are incredibly impressed by what these companies do and how the size, it makes you feel small. And at the very bottom, let's read the very bottom. Flip through the value line index and gawk at the sheer number of publicly traded companies. Could any one person ever become capable and qualified to give advice on more than a small percentage of the companies available for investment? Can you understand now why mutual funds have entire teams of analysts and portfolio managers? The Value Line Index also contains market commentary and sample portfolios. What do they say about the current market conditions? Are they bullish, bearish? Are they expecting things to get better, to get worse? It was incredibly exciting and interesting and scary at the same time. At the end of 2008, they were saying, well, you know, things look a little serious, but we think we'll muddle through. We think it won't be too bad a downturn. Things are looking a little worse, but we're still optimistic that it's not going to be. Things are really getting bad, folks. This is horrible. You know? So it was just fun to read, because they're people too. You know, they've got investments too, and they're watching them go down the porcelain oasis. So they were excited and scared and worried at the same time as we were. So definitely check out the Value Line, and I hope you enjoy it immensely. Am I forgetting anything? I apologize if I am. I'm rambling now because I'm thinking I'm forgetting something very important. Of course, contact me if you have any questions, and don't worry. I wanted to make sure. Remember that sometimes the models will produce aberrant results, division by zero, negative values. If this happens, you need to adjust your required rate of return. Remember, your required rate of return is what you're interested in. So if it says, 8%, you could say, oh, no, I want to do 5%, or I want to do 12%. You decide. And that everything else is the numbers that are given to us, except for the ones we make up. So I hope this makes sense. Have fun. Contact me if you need any help. Let's make a date to meet at the library someday. See you, folks. Knock 'em dead. Don't give up. Never give up. We want you to be awesome. And this is the way to be awesome, folks. Because when you make your decision, you will have backed it up by some serious research, knowing full well that we just throw it away before we make our decision. As Peter Lynch did when he was in business, we hold up the data that we created, and then we just ask ourselves, do we really, really want to buy this company? Do we want to be partners with this company? Do we want to invest this company? Or no, we don't. Okay, see ya.